and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
man, I should. Shot No Shot brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download that PointsBet app. Get the lightning bets, the same game live, same game parlays. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun way to watch a sporting event. And Club Hawthorne, if you'd like to play the ponies like Jesse and I do. Good morning, Secretariat. I miss you, buddy. When you hear that sound again, be the 10th caller, and you will win a Hawthorne package worth $250. One housekeeping note,
yeah,
just for sports fans in the area. Did you know that North Central is playing tomorrow in the D3 semis on ESPN+. North Central, Naperville,
sure,
got a hell of a program. My son played against him. He went to Illinois Wesleyan. North Central gets Mary Harden Baylor, D3 semis. There are big-time players in those games. So tomorrow, ESPN+, 2:30. Go North Central.
Perfect.
There you go. We say good morning to Snorbor. What's up, Snorlake?
Good morning, fellas. How are we today?
Doing great,
man.
What's
Chicago
happening?
Chicago sports sucks right now, but we got passion for
it. Well, lucky for you, Cap, I came from a town where the sports teams have won playoff appearance in the last 7 years. So
combined?
I know what this is like. Yes.
Oh, God.
So I know what this is like. No worries. You could always be Detroit. It could always be worse, buddy.
Awful.
All right, let's get into Shot or No Shot. Last night, the Rams were lifted to a win over the Raiders by Baker Mayfield, giving the Rams a fourth win and effectively removing them as a threat to steal the number two pick from the Bears. The only team left that really could threaten to take that pick is Denver. Their pick, of course, belongs to Seattle. So my question, Shot or No Shot, with the Rams' win last night, the Bears are now locked in to the number two pick.
Shot. Absolute shot, because they could easily go 0-4. Easily go 0-4 the rest of the way and secure that pick. So, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. Look at the schedule. They could, even 1-3, they could be locked in at 2.
Yeah, shot, and they are not winning another football game.
There you go.
And I said this at the start of the year, and everyone mocked me, snorling. You know people did. I said the Bears are going to finish dead last in this division, and the team that you should all be fearing going forward resides in the Motor City. They are loaded with talent, and they got two more number one picks.
Not only are they going to get locked into two, they're going to give up over the last four games, here's my prediction, 150 points. They are going to give up just under 40 a game. That's my prediction.
Wow.
Look at the teams they're playing. Philadelphia's putting 40 on them. There's no doubt about that. In Detroit, they're putting 30 on them. There's no doubt about that. Buffalo's putting 35 to 40 on them. And then it's Minnesota, 35 to 40 on them. I'm telling you, close to 150, four games.
Wow, I'm going to say 120 to 125, a little less. But
right, but we're in the same ballpark.
30 might be reserved for the Lions, too, because this has been a weird Lions team. September, best offense in the NFL. October, went an entire month, scored one touchdown.
But when they play
November,
at home.
November, now they're the best offense in the NFL again. Maybe they just pop them for 42.
Yeah, when they play at home, they're much more dangerous than on the road. And they scored 31 at Soldier Field.
We treat ourselves like we're Indy. Go ahead, Snorling.
All right, the Tribune reviewed some of the players let go by Ryan Poles this season. Khalil Mack's been solid for the Chargers, leading the team in sacks. But aside from that, Robert Quinn never got off the ground in Philly. He's now on IR. Roquan has been quiet for Baltimore, and his replacement, Jack Sanborn, has become arguably the Bears' best defensive player. Meanwhile, guys like Allen Robinson, Akeem Hicks, and Jakeem Grant have either been hurt or uninspiring at best. So shot or no shot. The Bears getting rid of guys who haven't been high-quality players around the league is a good sign for Ryan Poles.
It depends what he does with it. If he doesn't draft at the top of the draft better than Ryan Pace did, it does not matter. Now, again, let me be clear. It was time for change in the coaching office, in the GM office. We got it. That's fine. They're going to finish the season 3-14. Who you pick? Let's see what he does. You can have all the cap space in the world. And if you make bad signings and bad draft picks, then where are we?
I come from the reporter world, so I'm going to say no shot. It's not good for him, because you actually want to make trades that are good for both teams, because it gives you some good vibes for when you in the future when you're trying to make trades. So it's not a great thing that those players aren't performing because teams might be reticent to trade with you in the future if you're not giving out good players in a sense. So no, I'm going to say no shot. It's not a good thing. Yes,
Tampa's been doing it for years in baseball. The teams still line up to trade with them. Tampa's been stealing good players from other teams and handing people garbage, and teams still get in line to deal with them.
I'd have to analyze it more. I'd have to analyze it more. No, I think it's part of it. If you are snookering them every time, they're going to be less willing to trade with you. But that's another debate.
Tim Anderson got caught liking a tweet from a fan yesterday. The tweet said, quote, "I've seen Frank Thomas wear a different jersey. I know TA will eventually as well." Shot or no shot? By liking this tweet, Tim is hinting he wants out of the South Side.
So read it one more time. He liked it or he retweeted it? There's a difference.
He liked the tweet. "I've seen Frank Thomas wear a different jersey. I know TA will eventually as well."
You go first?
I will say that he's not at... I'm going to say no shot that he's lobbying to get out of Chicago. He just knows that when his deal is up, they have two option years, $12.5 million this year and next, 23 and 24, that, yeah, there'll be a day that I'll be wearing somewhere else because I'm going to get paid.
I'm going to say shot. Not that he's lobbying, but it wouldn't destroy him if it happened. I thought that was it. 2 years left. Why am I blanking? I thought it was only one. I thought this was the second year of the option. I could be wrong. No, you're right. 23 and 24. I'm going to say shot. I don't think you like that tweet without something in the back of your head, you know, thinking that way.
Store.
All right. I have a question about Draymond Green, who was on the Uninterrupted podcast to talk about who he views as the greatest of all time in the NBA and why. Listen to this.
And he's been the best no matter what. When you look at the teams that LeBron has carried to championships or carried to the finals, MJ didn't beat the greatest team ever assembled, nor did he run up against the greatest team ever assembled every year. You look at the skill set that LeBron has. There's nobody that has ever played the game of basketball that can do what LeBron James does on basketball court. Nobody. We all want to be like Mike, but what LeBron has been able to do and how he can control the game and like to do it this long, like MJ retired, like this ruling. Like,
yeah.
Going to the finals year after year after year, Brian went 8 or 9 straight.
Nine straight.
Like, MJ took a break and right in the heat of that. Brian ain't taking no break. You know what he did? Went again and again and again and again.
My question, shot or no shot, Draymond's only saying this because the first half of his statement, he wanted to self-serve himself as a member of the greatest team ever assembled.
That's a shot, and that's a fallacy. I don't care they won 73 games. They didn't even freaking win the ring that year. It don't mean a thing without the ring. And, Michael, it literally is laughable that people think LeBron should be ahead of Michael Jordan. Michael was 6-0 in the finals with 6 finals MVPs. Michael would cut your heart out to win. LeBron, wonderfully talented, top 5 all time. Better than Michael Jordan? That's a joke.
Yeah, I'll say shot as well to your question. I agree with everything you said, Cap. I will say this, again, comparing eras. The athletes today are better, stronger, physical. They're, you know, it's a different training regimen. There's just nutrition to weightlifting to how you... So look, LeBron is a, at his peak, as it was a chiseled athlete. The basketball players back in MJ's day, including MJ, weren't exactly the same. Having said that, I take MJ 7 days a week.
I would also refute the LeBron didn't take no breaks thing. Yes, he takes breaks in season. We all know what it is, load management. Like MJ, every year, you go look at his basketball reference, 82 games, 82 games, 82 games, 81 games. LeBron has done that once. He did an 82-game season just to prove he could play every game of a season. And since that year, he's never played more than 60.
The two words I hate in the current-day sports is load management. Give me a break, load management. You paid $30 million. Play.
Hold on a second. Hang on.
Okay.
I was the guy who was ripping Derek when he was here because he was the first one to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to him and apologized because I was wrong. I said, he was at the United Center. He's outside the locker room. He's on one of those mini trampolines
mm-hmm.
with a weighted ball.
Okay.
And he's doing his balancing, getting his core right, getting loose for a game. And he and I went at it here. And I'm standing there, and he looks up at me and kind of gives me a nod. And I go, I need 2 seconds when you get a chance. He jumps right off the trampoline. What's up? I said, I just want you to know something. You were right, and I was wrong.
Right. Well, when did you change your mind?
This is pre-pandemic. It's got to be like 2019.
Yeah, no, but why did you change your mind, I mean?
Because he knew his body better than we did. He was a pioneer. Now, were there moments where I thought you got to play through certain things? Yeah, I still feel that way, and I discussed this with him. But load management is being smart with your body. You don't have to play all. I would love to play all 82. I love that Max Scherzer will pile up 135 pitches and go 9. Love it all.
Right.
But we also have to understand times do change and we do evolve as we get more data. I got no problem if guys are going to sit occasionally.
Well, okay, then I disagree. With saying, the more data, then we should lengthen the season. That's the answer, not skipping games. Lengthen the season then. Give them more time off between games. Force them to play a 7-month season instead of 6. Don't ask them to not play. This is your job to play. I'm sorry, you don't just take games off. I'm not a believer of that.
And my point's not that I have an issue with him doing the load management deal. It's whatever. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Data suggests that's better for you. But don't then let other players turn around and use that as an argument against your greatness because Jordan had to retire. He played 82 games every year. LeBron did it once and can never do it again. Like, that just shows how difficult it is to do that. So I don't think it should be a ding against Jordan that he retired.
No, absolutely not. I agree. I mean, we're all in agreement. You don't even go... Draymond shouldn't even go near criticizing Michael Jordan. Not around here, that's for sure.
All right, last one. Celebrity chef Alton Brown posted a video on Twitter eating a cinnamon roll, quote, Lincoln, Nebraska style. This style is mixing your cinnamon roll with a bowl of chili. Shot or no shot, you would eat this.
No shot. That's horrific. But you're also talking to a guy who does not like chicken and waffle. I don't like the sweet, savory mix. I like sweet more than savory, but I'm not a fried chicken person, but if I was going to eat chicken, I don't want maple syrup getting on my chicken.
Yeah, I'm a no shot too. Everything you just said, I agree with. No shot mixing that kind of stuff together.
Awful.
And I don't mix chicken and waffles either. So
yeah.
We're from Chicago. We don't do that.
We don't do that. Snorling.
That it?
That's it, boys.
All right. 312-332-3776. We'll get back to more of your calls. Our college and NFL picks segment is next. And Courtney Cronin at 8:35. Talking Bears. Be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
All right, time for our college and NFL picks. We have one issue, though, before we do this, Jess.
What do you got?
Well, my partner, Jonathan Hood, is supposed to send his picks, because he's off, to Snorling.
He instituted this rule, by the way.
Correct.
And he did not do that?
He did not send his picks in.
I emailed the games to him yesterday. I sent him a text yesterday.
Well, I can't do worse picks than him if you want me to do them. Or do you want a caller? Because I probably could do worse than him, to be honest.
I think we're going to have a caller do it, right?
Yeah, we have Space on the line. He's been holding on for a while. He's a regular caller. Why don't we have Space pick the games for Hoodie?
Okay, let's do it. Let's welcome our guy. Space, what's up, man?
Cap, Jesse, what's up, Say? How y'all doing, fellas?
Doing well.
What's your idea? All right, you're going to pick for Hoodie since Hoodie shirked his responsibilities.
I got you. Let's go.
Okay, we'll start with Army at Navy. Snorling, take us through them, and you get to go first.
All right, we're going to go Army at Navy. Navy's a 2.5-point favorite. I love the Service Academy games, and I think Army's the much better team. So I'm taking the Black Knights as a 2.5-point dog.
Jesse?
I'm taking the under. Oh, wait a minute. I am taking the dog as well. I like Army.
Charlie?
My cousin went to the Naval Academy, so I'm going Anchors Away. Let's go Navy.
Space.
I'm a little biased, guys. I'm a Navy vet, so there's no way I can go Army. Navy all the way. Let's go.
All right. I am going to take Navy. I like Space. He's a Navy man. I'm taking Navy.
That's the end of our college slate, boys.
That's it.
That's all we got. On to the Shield. Eagles laying 7 in the Meadowlands, taking on the Giants. I think the Eagles could be up to 10-point favorites, and I'd still bet them here. The bloom is off the rose with the Giants. They stink. Give me the Birds.
I like the Eagles as well. You're right. I mean, at this point, how do you bet against Philadelphia? They need to prove that they're having a letdown or a couple-game, you know, skid or something before I go against them. Eagles.
Charlie.
7 to me is a lot against a well-coached team, but I just think this Eagles team is playing so well right now, especially Jalen Hurts. I'm taking the Eagles -7.
Yeah, I'm going to parrot this. I'm going Eagles. Space.
Eagles all the way, man. They could have been a 20-point favorite. I'm still taking Philly.
Okay. Snorling.
Browns at Bengals in Cincinnati. The Bengals a 5.5-point favorite. Hanging that number out for you. Just inside of 6. Everybody wants to bet Cincinnati. Everybody's in love with Joe Burrow. Give me the Browns.
I think Cincinnati wins, but the Browns cover. Deshaun Watson is a little bit better this week than last week. Bengals have bigger fish to fry later in the season. I think the Browns cover.
Charlie.
You know what, Shay? I am in love with the Bengals. I think their offense is playing as well as any in the league right now. I love Joe Burrow. Give me the Bengals.
Space.
Hey, so I believe Cincy will win, but I believe the Browns do cover. I believe their defense is inspired by Deshaun being back, so I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Yeah, I can't do anything with Deshaun Watson, loser. I'll take the Bengals. Give me the Bengals. One of my best bets of the week. Snorling.
Ravens on the road in Pittsburgh taking on the Steelers. Steelers a 2.5-point favorite. Lamar not playing. It'll be Tyler Huntley in place of him. I like the Steelers this season, especially as an underdog. I'm not interested in them as a favorite, even with Huntley on the other side. I'll take the Ravens.
Steelers have been playing much better the last few weeks. I'm taking the Steelers, especially Baltimore's been just barely hanging on with Lamar. I'm taking the Steelers.
Charlie.
Is it weird that I kind of like Tyler Huntley more than Kenny Pickett? Give me the Ravens.
Space.
Hey, I'm going Pittsburgh, man. I think Pickett got it going right now, so going Pittsburgh.
All right, give me the Steelers. Steelers, Steelers, Steelers. All right, Snorling.
Jacksonville heading to Tennessee, taking on the Titans. Titans a 4-point favorite. I think there's a bit of an overreaction to the bloodbath Jacksonville found themselves in Detroit last week. Jacksonville, to me, still a better side than should be a 4-point dog against Tennessee, even on the road. I'm going to take the Jags.
To me, this is the toughest game of the slate. Titans should be better than the Jaguars by 4 points, but I don't feel right about it. Jacksonville's keeping teams close, but I'm going to lean Titans. I'm going to go with the Titans -4.
Bev.
I'm going to take the Jags. They're really hard to read because they're so up and down, but I don't know. I just don't think this Titans team is all that good, and they just fired their GM. Things might be weird in Nashville right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jags as well. Space!
You know, I'm going Titans. I think the Titans will actually have a bounce-back game and actually put up some points. So, yep, mark me down for Tennessee.
Snore.
Panthers at Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle's a 4-point favorite here. I have no interest in taking Geno Smith as a favorite anymore. I think Seattle kind of stinks now. They had that nice, fun run. But when you look like that against the John Wolford Rams, I'm out. Give me the Panthers.
I hate the Panthers, but I sort of agree with you. And it feels like a little bit of a trap game in a sense. I think a lot of people are going to take the Seahawks. I'll take the Panthers.
Space. Or wait, Charlie.
Yeah, I think, yeah, this is tough because you know, the Seahawks, this is going to be a successful season for them in the long run, but I do think the magic is kind of rubbing off on them a little bit. So I'm going to take the Panthers to at least cover the 4 points.
Space.
Now, I'm going the opposite. I'm going Seattle. I think they do have a bounce back game, and also they have nothing going in Carolina. So you got to go Seattle.
Yeah, and I am going to go Seahawks as well. I know Todd Furman, one of his best bets is the Panthers this week. Like Todd, don't like his pick. Okay. Snorling.
Bucks at Niners. The Niners are 3.5-point favorites. Very interesting line here. The Brock Purdy Niners are 3.5-point favorite against the Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't imagine Tom Brady has ever been a dog to a rookie, let alone a rookie backup like Brock Purdy. I don't understand why the Niners are 3.5-point favorites here, but I think the Buccaneers are terrible. They should be 5-7. They had zero business winning against the Saints. Dennis Allen lost his mind at the end of that game. I'm going with the Niners and riding the Lightning -3.5.
Yeah, they are begging you. Vegas is begging you to take Tom Brady here, and I'm going to fall for the trap. I think the hook helps, 3.5. Maybe they keep it close because, you know, they've now have a little bit of tape on Brock Purdy. So I'm taking the Bucs because they're getting 3.5.
CB,
you guys smell that? It smells like a stinky line to me. I don't know. You're right, Jesse. They are begging you to take Tampa Bay here. And you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Tampa Bay, Tom Brady against a rookie 7th-round pick.
Space.
There is no way I'm going against the GOAT when you got a rookie on the opposite end. I know the defense is really good, but, you know, you got to put up points. So I'm going Tom Brady and them, definitely.
Give me the Niners.
Dolphins, 3.5-point favorites in SoFi. Charlie, you're going to be at this game, aren't you?
Indeed, I will.
Seeing the Fins taking on the Chargers in L.A., and the Chargers home dogs over a field goal, 3.5. The trend is your friend, fellas. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, the home dog for sure on this cross-country game, all that jazz. Miami's great, but I think the Chargers keep it within 3.5. I'll take the home dog.
Charlie?
I think the Chargers are kind of starting to put this thing together just a little bit, and I think this is going to be the coming out party for Justin Herbert in the sense that this is where we're all going to stop thinking that Tua might be better than him. Give me the Chargers.
Space?
Yeah, give me the Chargers, too. You know, you get Mike Williams back. So the offense got some more firepower there. They're going to have a bounce-back game. I'm going Herbert.
Yeah, they're going to make a coaching change out there, and they're going to have Sean Payton teaching Justin Herbert after they lose this game and a couple more. Brandon Staley will be back being a DC somewhere. Give me the Dolphins to gut them big time. And by the way, awful take, Jesse. They're going to fly from Miami.
I'm just
on a freaking charter, and they stay at the
I'm
Four
Seasons.
I'm just
saying sometimes, you know, you get those games that
you're
are
not a traveling salesman
wonky
at the luggage counter. Jeez. Snorling.
I truly have no idea what to do with this next game, and my team is playing in it. Patriots, 2-point favorites on the road in Arizona, taking on the Cardinals. Honest to God, this is as close to a coin flip as it gets for me. In this moment, deciding who I want to play here. I would not bet this game with Jesse's money. I'm not betting it with my own money. But for the purpose of our picks, I will take the home dog. Give me Arizona.
I'm less indecisive than you. I like the Patriots in this game. Just when you think New England's dead, they usually come up with a nice win. We know the history of Arizona at home. They're terrible, and they're terrible this year. 1-6 at home. I think Belichick wins this one. And I'm not saying New England's back or anything. I just think they win this one.
One of these teams has a quarterback who wants to fist fight his coach, and the other team is the Patriots. I'm going to take the Patriots here.
Space.
Man, I can't. This one is a tough one, but, you know, I'm actually going against the Patriots. I don't believe in the quarterback. I really don't. So, yeah, Patriots to lose.
Okay, so I picked the games Sylvie and I do in the Sun Times, and I took the Cardinals, and I had trepidation doing it, and now I regret that.
It's fine. Different.
Because I just look at it this way. Bill Belichick, that boob Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah, yeah, give me the Patriots. I screwed that up.
That's okay. You explained yourself. That's fine.
Patriots. Snorling.
Final game in our picks. Vikings on the road, +2.5 at the Lions. This is another one that it's probably the weirdest line on the board this week. It feels like somebody on the Minnesota Vikings must have died for them to be 2.5-point dogs in Detroit. And I'm riding the Lightning. Give me the Lions.
Vegas knows what it's doing. I'm taking the Lions at home. They are going to beat the Vikings.
Charlie.
Yeah, I feel like we think that the Vikings are overrated, but that doesn't mean they're bad, in my opinion. So I'm going to take the Vikings here.
Space.
Yeah, I think this is a trap game. Got to go Minnesota. You know, the Lions got it going on offense, but their defense can't stop anybody. So I'm going Minnesota.
And I said 7 weeks ago on these very airwaves, the Lions are getting ready to make a run. They are. Give me the Lions. That team will be an outstanding. By 2024, they're going to be a force in the NFC. Take that. All right. We have got to take a time out because we are going to talk with one of my favorite people we deal with. We call her Double C. She's Courtney Cronin. She's next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. Now, Courtney Cronin.
Double C.
Bears insider. And Irish dancer?
I was an Irish dancer, probably like 10 to like 13.
Takes you into Hallis Hall on Cap'n J Hood.
All right, Courtney Cronin. She breaks down tape. She's all over the beat. She is a star, and we love having her here.
A force to be reckoned with.
As a teammate, that's exactly right. And she's a former Irish dancer. That's right.
I bet Jesse didn't know that until he heard that open.
No, just the open. But the next holiday party, I want to see it. I want to see you break that out.
Yeah,
I think that's in retirement permanently. I hate to inform you about that, Jesse, but that was many moons ago when I still had some confidence about my... But it was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah,
What was the game we played, Cap, where we let people guess what? It was a two truths and a lie.
Oh, and that was Cronin-winked.
Right. That was a true.
We called it Cronin-winked.
That's good. I like that.
Right.
And Courtney is brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's bank. The other thing is Michael Flatley, they just did a 30 for 30 on Michael Flatley. He said if Courtney Cronin hadn't gone into football, you would not know who Michael Flatley is. So,
love it.
That is such a great claim, and honestly, I'm so glad I went into football.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Do you think the Bears can get this thing built to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years with Justin Fields at quarterback, or, as I heard some moronic take on NFL Network, they would trade Justin Fields for a Herschel Walker-type haul and draft the next quarterback and reset the clock. Do you think they can get this thing turned around fairly quickly?
I mean, that is an absurd take. I'm glad this is the first time I've heard that, because I just can't believe that anybody would think that this group, this front office, this coaching staff doesn't have full belief in Justin Fields.
Yeah, agree.
Pretty obvious that that's the case and that they're not even considering trading him. Silly season starts early, I guess. I like the timeline that you plan it there, that I just think it's short-sighted when everyone thinks that they be the next year's Bengals, right? Where it's like from worst to first, and you plug a couple pieces in here and there, and all of a sudden you're in the Super Bowl. Well, that's a team that also got exposed for its biggest weakness on the way to the Super Bowl and in the Super Bowl, which was its offensive line. Yes, they were a good team last year, and they drafted Ja'Marr Chase, who can be a franchise-altering player. The Bears could certainly do that this coming year. They have a lot of draft capital and a lot of needs, but I like the 3-year timeline. They should absolutely be in contention as one of the top teams in the NFC if they're doing it the right way and if they're addressing the needs that need to be addressed, because 3 years is when this thing should, you know, absolutely look like a well-oiled machine, considering the timeline for when Ryan Poles got in, all the things that they had to do right away, but also what their long-term cap planning is and what their long-term goals are for surrounding Justin Fields in doing something that this franchise hasn't done ever, like build around the quarterback. This is no longer a defensive-oriented franchise, even though your head coach is a defensive guy. The day that they traded Khalil Mack signified that everything was going to be built around the offense from here on out and going forward, And that's what you expect to see from Poles in the front office this offseason.
Yeah, I can't believe anybody would in this town would advocate starting over again when we finally found, even if you don't have complete faith in Fields yet, he's shown you enough to give him more chances. So starting over would be absurd. I think 3 years is the far end of this thing. I think it can happen quicker than that because we know how things work in the NFL. I've been a guy that says I think this offensive line's getting better. Now they got to rework the defense and do more on it. But like they're at the bottom in some ways, but when you have a quarterback, you're not really at the bottom. It's the teams that don't have a quarterback that are really at the bottom. So I think it could be done in quicker than in 3 years. But you're closer to it, Courtney, so I trust your opinion better than my own.
Yeah, but like you're right. And like the 3 years, it should be, like I said, a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
It should be. Yeah. They should be a team that's consistently contending at that point. Like this doesn't need to be the Jets. It doesn't need to be a perennial rebuild because, frankly, haven't they been that? Like really? Like when we think about this in the last decade or so, every time they got a new quarterback, which this franchise has been searching for a franchise guy for 70 years, like. Every time that's happened, it's like, all right, here are the steps you need to take. Let's see what goes. And then you find out flaws and you can poke holes in the game of the quarterback that is taking over and say, I don't think this might work because of the quarterback position. Like you said, Jesse, and you're spot on. The quarterback position is the hardest spot to get right at the NFL level. And the teams that can do everything but do that are the ones that come up short. The Bears are on their way to having addressed the hardest thing that you can possibly do. And we wrote something. We have a roundtable up at ESPN.com today just about, have the Bears. It's just my topic was have the Bears found their franchise guy because that's literally the only thing people care to hear about when it comes to a 3-10 team thinking about the quarterback. Justin's checking all of those boxes because being a franchise guy is not just what you do on the field. Of course, we know he is a dynamic rusher. He's putting the steps together to become a better quarterback who can win from the pocket. It's the leadership element, though, too, that I do not think that can go understated in what he means to this city and carrying a city that, finally has hope in something with this franchise, like carrying them to the other side of this. I don't know that Jay Cutler, you guys know better than me because I was, a high schooler. I don't think he was that guy to do that because he was missing that leadership element. He was missing
well said.
The element that like, actually, galvanizes the city. Like Justin has that. And I think that that's such an important underrated element of this entire thing where you can not just win over a fan base with your play. You're winning over a fan base with your personality and who you are, and he's very well on his way to doing that.
Jay Cutler goes down as one of the most overrated, disappointing athletes in recent Chicago sports memory. Derrick Rose goes down in the disappointing category simply because he got hurt. He was an amazing player. Jay was an awful leader. Big arm, got a lot of talent, and never reached the heights.
Well, remember,
that
when a team
hoped.
Gives up on a franchise quarterback pretty early
at
in his
25
career,
years old.
That's always a red flag.
Okay,
always.
Courtney, let me ask you a question. As we look at the state of the NFC North, I said 7 weeks ago to these guys, the Lions are going to make a run. Just watch. And I think they are the brightest future in the division. Do you agree that they, with another two top 12 picks, could absolutely be a force in the NFC.
Yeah, and isn't it crazy that we were thinking, during that losing streak they had before the halfway point of the season that Dan Campbell might be out of a job and that they would be starting over again, and then they rip off all these wins. And I mean, very clearly, Las Vegas thinks the Vikings are fraudulent at 10-2, being 2-point underdogs on the road this week against the 5-7 Lions team. Don't call me crazy for this, but I honestly think they're going to win out. I really do. Like, they've got five games left, Vikings, Jets, Panthers, Bears, and Packers. I think they very well are going to go 5-0 in that stretch. The Lions are putting up 40 points a game. Like, I don't know where this came from, but you've got Jared Goff playing at a high level. Is he your quarterback of the future? Probably not. But the way that they're playing right now, I mean, they'll have that extra first-round pick from the Rams in the Stafford trade, and I don't know, hopefully the Rams don't keep winning games so they can get a high draft pick and go get a quarterback, but they've got Jameson Williams back and speed on the outside. And obviously, their run game has been what's carried them this year. That is a long-term rebuild, because let's like think about the offensive line with that group. They started building that in 2017, and it took until last year for them to have like completed the rebuild with their offensive line and getting all of those guys to gel together. I think there are faster ways to do that, but they did it. They did a very deliberate build with that part of the team. And I think if they have, I mean, the way that they finish this season will only set them up for what they can do potentially next year. And in that article I referenced, we actually have them being the team that might win the NFC North next year if all goes according to plan. And gosh, how much of a change would that be, where you see the shift of power from the Packers and where they are this year and the Vikings, and if they don't make it out of the wild card round, if they really are as fraudulent as Vegas is making them seem to be. And you know, we'll see where the Bears go with this, and obviously they're on the right trajectory, but to expect them to win the NFC North after one season of a rebuild, I think is probably putting the cart before the horse a little bit too much. But man, the Lions are fun to watch. I mean, this is uncharted territory. We haven't seen this in a very long time, and I think it's actually good for the division to have a little shake up like that.
For sure. I mean, if in fact we're seeing a changing of the guard from Green Bay, who's going to get it, right? Who's going to get it? Is it Detroit? Is it an improving Chicago team with Fields? Is Minnesota not fluky, right? Maybe they're not that fluky. They have a damn good record. I want to get back to the here and now before we let you go, Courtney. The last time the Bears had a little break, we saw some amazing tweaks to their offense, and they started putting up some numbers. Here's an even longer break. Granted, they have tough competition coming up. I said they're going to give up 150 points over the last four games, but could we see even more sort of dynamic offensive diversity or something different? And maybe they put up a lot of points in these last four games, because coming off the bye the last time, they were able to do that.
Yeah, you're right, because they were averaging like 25-ish points a game week 7 through 11. And that was a good sign, because they showed you they could score when they could barely do that weeks 1 through 6. I know coaches now are on their bye, and they had some time to do a self-scout and before kind of taking a little bit of a break themselves. So I would imagine coming back, like if history tells us anything about this team, it's their ability to adjust when they have time to go back and look at everything. And this self-scout for them, since they already did weeks 1 through 6, like they're going to be looking at week 7 on. And so for everything from the New England game to the game last week against Green Bay, that's what's going to be, you know, dived into pretty heavily. And I think the big thing here is they've got to find one way to lead a game-winning drive these final four games. That has to be the one thing you come away with, because they had four opportunities to do that in their last five games, and they couldn't do it in any of those. So if you're thinking about areas where they can improve, you start there. You start with a way to get your two-minute offense in a position to go down and win you the game. Because I don't care what people say about draft positioning and, you know, oh, like, don't win games, like, help yourself, like, get a better pick. That's a confidence builder. You don't want Justin Fields to have to go into next year and that be his only opportunity where he's able to get that done. Start with at least one this year. Build some confidence. Show that you can do it, because once you see you can do something, you can only build on that. And I think that that's where the coach's focus is going to be for this group, on top of the fact that there are going to be some young players who are getting more opportunities now. So we can see if they're actually going to fit into the plans next year. And I continue to go back to Alex Leatherwood on that. I would not be surprised to see that rotation become him earning a permanent spot at right tackle for the last game or two.
Courtney, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you greatly. Take care.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, Courtney.
See you. Was last night the worst primetime loss of the year?
Boy, if you're a Vegas Raiders fan, you just threw up in your mouth again. Plus, your shot at White Sox holiday pack. Next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Let's go, 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 White Sox! We're with you all the way. You're always in their
kickoff. Your holiday holiday season by giving the gift of White Sox baseball with a holiday pack. Starting at $49, get six ticket vouchers redeemable for more than 60 games during the 2023 season. Visit whitesox.com/holidaypacks for more information. 312-332-3776 was last night the worst primetime loss of the year. Baker Mayfield, literally, Baker Mayfield.
When you're getting beat by him, you know it's a bad loss.
He was there 48 hours. He came in after the first series. And, dude, down the stretch, he was throwing dimes.
Yeah, he stinks. And that tells you what you need to know about the Rangers. I think Josh McDaniels stinks. That team is underachieved in a big way. I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said the Rangers.
Oh, not the Rangers.
Raiders.
Thank you. The Raiders stink. And when you get beat by Baker Mayfield, there's proof that you stink. I think Schefter tweeted out teams were like 4-455, trailing by that many points with that much time left, something like that, like some crazy stat. Only the Raiders could blow a game like that. Really, yeah. Honestly, he's a terrible coach.
It's horrific what they did. Horrific.
And I think Baker Mayfield is terrible.
He's brutal.
Yeah.
But he was good last night, got the game ball, the whole deal.
Yeah.
What a week.
I don't think he's finding second or third life there, but whatever. I mean, it's a tryout, right? He's not going to be back next year.
I'm sure the lead story on First Take will be, is Baker Mayfield the future, the face of the L.A. Rams?
It was the lead story on KJM this morning on our air.
Please, give me a break.
Is Baker Mayfield the long-term answer for the Rams?
Oh, my God. Who writes their copy? Jeez, just stupid.
Last night I was like, this is the perfect spot for the Raiders to just completely fall on their face. You have a quarterback who's been there for 48 hours or something like that, and you lose when you're getting back into the playoff picture? That's what you do?
Well, so because here's the Josh McDaniels deal for the Raiders this year. You've now lost to a coach who was on TV 3 days before the game, and you've now lost to a quarterback who was on the team for long enough to go through one walkthrough.
They were not back in the playoff picture, trust me. They were not back in it.
They're crawling back into being into the mix.
Couple overtime wins. They stink.
Crazy. Literally crazy. 312-332-3776. It is a Friday in December, which means in the 9 o'clock hour, we do it every week throughout the football season. We get to talk to our friend Tracy Butler, who just did an awful job with the forecast today.
It's been a little rain, a little snow mixed in. It's not a good day.
Oh,
not a good day.
She's better than this.
Blame Tracy for all that.
It is.
Yeah, it's her fault.
She dials up the weather. Come on now.
Makes a few calls.
Yeah. I mean, this is what we get. Yeah, but tell Abdallah, this is the best time of year.
No, I'm with
snorling.
You. I'm with you.
Yeah.
That's not fair. We said October. We never said anything about November or December being better than
August. No, you guys also said November. Don't even try it.
I'm a winter guy. November's my birthday month, so I'm a little biased.
Mine too, and it's still one of the worst months of the year.
October weather, usually 55 degrees, a little breezy, the trees are changing color. It's the best.
That's horrible.
I'm with you, Cap. You know my feelings on it.
Give me 92 and sunny.
I want to be on that boat in Oshkosh. I don't want to be down here with this
Think
weather.
About when you and I and Chuck and your wife, we're hanging out over at Stretch's, the sandbar out in Lake Winnebago.
Oh, it's the best.
We're having cocktails, standing in 3 feet of water with the boat docked, and now we got this.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody that prefers this has a screw loose.
Yeah. Tell Abdallah. Tell Norling. Oh, yeah.
Sweater weather.
The fall.
Is it weird?
Awesome.
I get kind of like this. January.
Yes. It is. What year?
That's what I thought.
Man, crazy.
It's the worst.
You know, weird people over there.
The worst. Tracy, you're better than this. Is there a power shift happening in the NFC North? Could the Lions and Bears be the future? Especially the Lions. The Lions could be the dominant team going forward. That's in 2 minutes.